Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When the PGA Tour announced recently that they were restarting professional golf in June, our next guest was happy to find out that his tournament, the only one held in South Carolina, was going to be included when it had previously been written off for this year. Steve Wilmot is the tournament director of the RBC Heritage presented by Boeing coming to Hilton Head Island June 18th through 21st. Right now we have him on the phone. Steve, welcome back to the program.
Oh, well, thank you. Nice to be back.
So tell us how all of this came about. How did you find out that the tournament was going to be held after all?
In working with the tour to try to resolve, you know, our exposure and sunken costs and things that happened in April, all of a sudden out of the blue, the opportunity was presented by the tour. And the farthest thing from our mind when I got the call was, hey, would you be interested with date changes and other things that there might be a possibility? Would you consider it? And even before he said that, I'm like, yes is the answer. What's the question? So it's a true compliment to this community, this state, certainly Harbortown, the Heritage Classic Foundation, the staff, to this community especially as well, to say, yeah, let's give it a shot. Let's do it. Now, it's certainly under unique circumstances. It's no spectators or sponsors, but we look upon the fact that we as a state certainly couldn't even pay for the exposure we're going to get the week of the tournament, which would be tremendous for all of us.
That's the answer to my next question. The economic impact, of course, is going to be much smaller now without a normal tournament being held. But as you said, the state, the community will be on TV.
Yes, and we're looking upon as this is by not having the tournament in April, which is an annually $100 million plus in economic impact to this community and state. But then think of what the world's going through right now. I mean, sometimes I catch myself saying, you know, I'm sitting here worried about a golf tournament, and I'm like, it's just a golf tournament, but I also realize how important it is, and knowing that people have lost their lives and people have lost their jobs and people losing their businesses. But we also know, you know, to try to get back on course, if we could be a part of the solution, being able to have this opportunity, knowing that there's no doubt that you can pull the plug overnight, but you can't plan overnight. So it's a very fluid situation, and the staff here working with the tour, working with our local and state authorities, and certainly working with Ponte Vedra being PGA Tour, has been a team effort and one that we're all learning from it as well.
What are the new protocols in order to keep the players safe, the staff, and I'm guessing there will be a minimal amount of media there?
And that's where we could talk for hours about it in a way, because there is the bubble. The bubble, as we talk about, are those that need to be tested. There is outside the bubble of volunteers and others that are there, but will be tested every day from the thermal screening. So there's a protocol for the players being tested before they get here, being tested when they're here. That's all being in place. There's obviously the sanitation side of things, too, of what we're doing, social distancing, how we're implementing it with the staff and volunteers, and, you know, how the players have to social distance, and, you know, the caddies can interact with players, but still, there's many, many different protocols, but it's all been really vented out, and we're going to learn from it. You know, we'll learn from Colonial, the first tournament on the schedule, and we'll tweak some things for our tournament. You know, these are uncharted waters, as we know, unprecedented times, extraordinary times, but the proper precautions and safety measures are being taken, and, you know, that is still will be the priority.
And at this point, are you able to share with us the plans for next year's tournament?
Right after the June event, we'll start planning for 21, but, you know, we'll see what happens in the environment, you know, what's happening in the world. And we want to get back on track. The reason we do what we do in the PGA Tour is giving back to the community and to charity. And our charity programs are currently on hold. People don't realize that the site was built out in April, so we had spent well over $1 million on the site. And, you know, the 4 weeks prior to the tournament, the event was canceled. We usually do over $800,000 in ticket sales, and that went away. So we have a lot of great sponsors that have paid us in full, some sponsors that have deposited, some sponsors that hadn't paid us yet. So we're truly doing two different PGA Tour events in a matter of a couple months in two different, completely different scenarios.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We look forward to the broadcast on TV.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for all your support. Certainly stay safe.
Steve Wilmot is tournament director of the RBC Heritage presented by Boeing, coming to Hilton Head Island June 18th through 21st. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.